This is Advanced Trainer. Test 5. Listening. Part 1. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I will introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear two members of an amateur choir discussing a forthcoming concert. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
How do you think rehearsals are going for the choir's next concert?
Well, we're doing some really demanding pieces.
We certainly are.
And I have to wonder whether they might not be too challenging for our normal audience. Ticket sales haven't picked up yet, and it isn't all that long till the performance. But as far as the choir is concerned, we're doing some thorough, detailed work in the rehearsals and really getting to grips with the music, so we should master it all. It's a shame some people have had to miss rehearsals, though the extra one next weekend should make up for it.
Right.
How are you getting on with designing the poster?
Not too well, I'm afraid. I've been so busy, I just haven't been able to make time for it. I started thinking about it this morning, and to be honest, I can't come up with an attention-grabbing image. Time's running short, so I was wondering if you could take care of it for me. Then I could concentrate on finishing off the programme instead. It doesn't need to go to the printers for another couple of weeks, but the poster's getting urgent. What do you think? How do you think rehearsals are going for the choir's next concert?
Well, we're doing some really demanding pieces.
We certainly are.
And I have to wonder whether they might not be too challenging for our normal audience. Ticket sales haven't picked up yet, and it isn't all that long till the performance. But as far as the choir is concerned, we're doing some thorough, detailed work in the rehearsals and really getting to grips with the music, so we should master it all. It's a shame some people have had to miss rehearsals, though the extra one next weekend should make up for it.
Right.
How are you getting on with designing the poster?
Not too well, I'm afraid. I've been so busy, I just haven't been able to make time for it. I started thinking about it this morning, and to be honest, I can't come up with an attention-grabbing image. Time's running short, so I was wondering if you could take care of it for me. Then I could concentrate on finishing off the programme instead. It doesn't need to go to the printers for another couple of weeks, but the poster's getting urgent. What do you think?
Extract 2. You hear two people talking about making new friends. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
Hi, Claire. I haven't seen you for a long time.
That's because my company sent me to a branch in the north for 6 months.
Oh, how was your social life while you were there? People are much friendlier in that part of the country than us southerners, aren't they? At least, whenever I've been there, if I've been waiting for a bus, say, someone will probably strike up a conversation, though that's as far as it went. Admittedly, I've never been there for long enough to want to make friends for life, and that's a different thing altogether.
I tried to meet people. You know, I used to go to a weekly tango class.
Hmm?
I found a class while I was there. Bound to be a good way of meeting people with similar interests, I thought. At first, most people acknowledged my presence in the class, but whenever I suggested to anyone that we had a cup of tea afterwards, They muttered some excuse about not having time. It was very disappointing. But after a while they seemed to thaw and it turned out all right in the end. In fact, I was quite sorry to leave.
Hi, Claire. I haven't seen you for a long time.
Ah, that's because my company sent me to a branch in the north for 6 months.
Oh, how was your social life while you were there? People are much friendlier in that part of the country than us southerners, aren't they? At least, whenever I've been there, if I've been waiting for a bus, say, someone will probably strike up a conversation, though that's as far as it went. Admittedly, I've never been there for long enough to want to make friends for life, and that's a different thing altogether.
I tried to meet people. You know, I used to go to a weekly tango class.
Hmm?
I found a class while I was there. Bound to be a good way of meeting people with similar interests, I thought. At first, most people acknowledged my presence in the class, but whenever I suggested to anyone that we had a cup of tea afterwards, they muttered some excuse about not having time. It was very disappointing. But after a while, they seemed to thaw, and it turned out all right in the end. In fact, I was quite sorry to leave.
Extract 3. You hear two friends discussing a television programme about genetics. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
Did you see that TV programme yesterday about genetics?
Yes, I did.
I found it fascinating. What did you make of it? As it's your field, you must already have known all about it.
I wouldn't say that. In fact, I was impressed. Some of the interviews with scientists were about research I wasn't aware of, and I thought I was keeping up with developments. Virtually everyone watching should have learnt something from it. And it was good how it managed to make some very complicated subject matter clear, so even people without any prior knowledge could understand.
Absolutely. I thought the way they demonstrated scientific principles using balloons, coloured water and so on was brilliant. It certainly helped me to understand.
My only reservation was the presenter. He spoke so slowly, I felt like shaking him.
Really? I was relieved. He gave me time to take in what he was saying and think about it. Any faster and I'd have been lost. I was glad the programme was just an hour long, though. I couldn't have concentrated for much longer.
Well, I didn't have any problem concentrating, but an hour is quite long enough. And, of course, there's another part next week.
Did you see that TV programme yesterday about genetics?
Yes, I did.
I found it fascinating. What did you make of it? As it's your field, you must already have known all about it.
I wouldn't say that. In fact, I was impressed. Some of the interviews with scientists were about research I wasn't aware of, and I thought I was keeping up with developments. Virtually everyone watching should have learnt something from it. And it was good how it managed to make some very complicated subject matter clear, so even people without any prior knowledge could understand.
Absolutely. I thought the way they demonstrated scientific principles using balloons, coloured water and so on was brilliant. It certainly helped me to understand.
My only reservation was the presenter. He spoke so slowly, I felt like shaking him.
Really? I was relieved. He gave me time to take in what he was saying and think about it. Any faster and I'd have been lost. I was glad the programme was just an hour long, though. I couldn't have concentrated for much longer.
Well, I didn't have any problem concentrating, but an hour is quite long enough. And, of course, there's another part next week.
That is the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.